I mean, come on. I'm like 4 months away from leaving university, and he still thinks I need you here? No offense.
Don't worry about it. I get where you're coming from.
This is unfair, unconstitutional, and unright. I mean, did you have to put up with this kind of shit when you were my age? No? I didn't think so.
Well, no, but you have to see it from your dad's perspective, you know? This isn't the same neighborhood that I grew up in. Things have changed, and it's probably not the safest place to leave your only child by themselves. Especially not at an important time for you like this. Your dad just wants to make sure you're safe.
Well, I guess it makes sense.
You should consider yourself lucky. I mean, it's not every day you meet someone as dedicated as your dad. It's easy to tell how kind and thoughtful he is. Not to mention how mature, strong, and handsome.
Handsome, huh?
Yeah, you know, he's pretty good looking as far as guys go.
Strong, too. I bet you noticed it every time he wore short sleeves. Especially at the pool party we invited you to. Did you get yourself an eyeful?
No, I mean, kinda. I was just normally looking. And it's not like I was staring or anything.
I bet it would be nice to have a strong, handsome, and dependable man take care of you, huh? You cheeky tits. You've got the hots for my dad. And to think, you never even bothered to tell me. Oh, the betrayal.
Oh, shut up.
So, why haven't you asked him out yet?
Huh? You're not mad?
Mad? Of course I'm not. I'm actually pretty glad you like him. Ever since Mom left, Dad's had to do so much for us by himself. He always tries to put up a strong front and smile, but I can tell he's lonely. So, if you had to bring someone home, I'd prefer it to at least be someone I know, not some rando chick from the bar.
Remy.
Besides, don't you like the thought of me calling you stepdad one day?
Ugh, knock it off. You just had to ruin such a beautiful moment.
Blah, blah. Beautiful moments. You still didn't answer my question. What are you dragging your feet like this for?
Well, it's complicated.
You did not just hit me with, "It's complicated." Fine, fine. I'll hear you out. What's so complicated about it?
Well, everything? I mean, what if he doesn't like guys? Not to mention, he might still be hurt from the divorce, and he has to take care of you too, you know? I wouldn't want to add more stress onto his life.
Boring. All I'm hearing from you are lame sitcom excuses and self-degradation. Look, you said it yourself, right? He checks off all your boxes. You see him a lot. And he has an awesome kid that you definitely need as a friend. Plus, I know a little secret about him that will definitely help you into his heart. And his pants.
Really? Really? What's that?
Well, when you stopped drooling over him at the pool, I maybe caught him staring at those soaked swim trunks of yours.
Your dad was... Oh, sir, you're...
What? Did you see a rat or something?
Shut up, Remy. Hmm? Oh, no, sir. Please don't mind it at all. It's no trouble.
Well, as much as I would love to stay, I've got some important adult things to take care of. I can use the car, right, Dad? Don't you worry. I'll be the safest driver on the road. Have fun.
What has he done? Now I'm all alone with him. Why didn't he tell me he was gonna leave? He... Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Sorry, I just, guess I spaced out there for a second. Yeah, nothing crazy happened. It was a pretty quiet evening. Well, until I went and knocked over a chair for no reason. My day? Oh, it was fine. Thanks. Thank you for asking. When's the last time someone asked about my day? He's the only one that really does anymore. Yeah, Remy can be a handful at times, but my days are never too much with him around. It's like he adds just enough spice. They are a bit confusing at times. Well, I've seen them behave in pretty mature ways, but then, like, flicking a switch, he can just go off the wall and, I don't know, he's a mischievous one. What? You were like Remy when you were his age? There's no way. He's way too different, and I've never seen his personality switch to anything like Remy does. I mean, I know you're young, but that just seems too much. It's honestly hard to imagine someone so handsome and mature being like Remy. Huh? What do you, I said it out loud, didn't I? No, it's not like that. I mean, I do think you're handsome, but like in a professional way, you know, like how you look in your suits. Not that I'm ever, I'm gonna shut up now. Me? Cute? Oh my god. Did he just call me cute? Oh my god, is he flirting with me? Was Remy right? Does he really like me? But if he does, then maybe I could take a chance and... Hey, what's that smell? What? Oh, what's this? Apple sake? That's my favorite. It's actually the first, drink I ever had. How did you... Oh, right. I told you years ago that it was my first. And then I drink it when I'm stressed. You remembered. You even noticed how nervous I am. And damn, I just can't win against him. He's so perfect. Oh, you don't have to do that. I don't want to take up your time ranting to you on the couch. He said he's there for me? Oh god, please tell me I'm not dreaming. Okay, I'll take you up on that then. Well, duh, of course I was scared of you. You're like a whole head taller than me. Not to mention, you're so professional. I thought you were too professional. I was so scared you'd have some strict rules about your house and fire me on the spot if even one thing was out of place. A promotion, huh? So he's just too tired and stressed out. Poor man. I can help you relax anytime you want. Well, there's no use worrying about it now. After getting to know you and spending more time with Remy, I feel at home. Like I was appreciated here more than anywhere else. Thank you. Of course, he says. As if all the respect and kindness he showed me all these years was second nature. He really, our eyes met again. They're so beautiful. Just like him. God, he is so So distracting. You're distracting. Everything about you. Every time I hear your voice, my mind just stops working. Every time our eyes meet, it's like you're always trying to draw me in closer and closer. Holy shit, when did I get this close to him? Sorry, I didn't mean to. No, I won't run away. I need to tell you this, to show you how much I... I'm so sorry. That was really unprofessional of me. I didn't mean to take advantage of your kindness or... Shit. I'm so stupid thinking with my dick at a time like this. But his lips are so... No, don't make it worse, you idiot. Huh? Why are you apologizing? He knew I had a crush on him? For how long? Wait, no, forget about that. You feel the same way? You thought I'd be stuck with you. What do you mean stuck? I'd love nothing more. You say I'd be stuck with you like it's a bad thing. But you have no idea how happy I would be to be with you. This smell, I recognize it. It's the cider cologne. The one I bought him last Christmas. He actually likes it. I've always wanted to be held by you. Just like this. For so long. Whenever you would come home, you always had a smile on your face, and I can only imagine how much stress and worry you had behind that sweet smile. Do you remember the time you came home and I had cleaned the house? I just had some spare time and Remy was in his room studying. It was such a small thing for me, but the look you gave me when you saw it, the way your eyes lit up and almost started to water. The same eyes I wanted to get lost in every day. The way you thanked me in that relaxing voice of yours. That voice could always calm me down in the worst of days. And that smile. The first time I saw your real smile. Not the one you put on for Remy and me so that we don't worry. I wanted to see that smile every day. I wanted to hear your voice every day. Come on, just say it. It's now or never. I want you. I want to be with you, not like that. I mean, I do want to do things, but that's not all I want. You do? You really want me? I've never, with a guy or anyone, and... What do I want?
That look in his eye. Something's changed. Fuck. I want to do whatever he asks, whatever he needs. I want him to take me, please.
Are you? Hey, don't stare too much. It's embarrassing. You can't just say stuff like that.
Oh my god, did he just call me beautiful? Fuck, my heart's about to explode. It's just like I dreamed. Wait. Speaking of dreams...
Hey, do you mind if I do something? It's kind of a fantasy of mine. I want to, undress you myself, and I want to put my hands all over you, and is that okay? Okay. God, I always dreamed about getting the chance to do this, to touch you like this, and feel you up close, and...
He's been staring at me this whole time. Every time our eyes meet, I feel like he's looking into me. I can't get distracted. There's a chance to finally get to see what I've been craving. Now I finally get to see you. All of you. It's so hard. You're hard for me. Fuck. Fuck. Can I touch you? Oh my God. This is so hot. He's so hot. His cock is so warm and so close. God, they always make it seem like it feels good in porn, so maybe I should. Oh my God, that moan was too fucking sexy. It tastes as good as I dreamed. I could do all this. His hands, my hair, fuck, I can't think anymore. Huh? What? What's wrong? Did I do something wrong? Oh, okay. Why didn't you though? I know I've never done this before, but I would have swallowed it all. I promise. He wants to come somewhere else. But we... Oh. Oh my God, he's gonna...
Wait, I just had you in my mouth, don't you?
That look again. He's gonna do something again, I know it. What do you want, baby? I'll do whatever you want. Huh? Where's he going?
Huh? Oh, it's a sofa bed? All this time and I never...
Oh my God. Is this really happening? If he's kissing me there, then that means he's gonna...
Oh. Okay, that's... That's surprisingly so good. Your tongue in my... Never thought this would feel so good. Oh God, my butt feels so nice. I like I said, I've never done anything with anyone, but I don't want you to go easy on me because of that. I want you to feel good, so just give me what you think I can handle, please.
good to me. Going slow for me so I can get used to it. Even though I can tell from those hungry eyes that he wants to ravage me. God, please do it, Daddy. Give me everything you've been holding back. I'll take it all. Please. Please fuck me, Daddy.
Well, well, well. Terrible bedhead? Check. Sofa in a different position than it was left? Check. And last, but certainly not least, my very own babysitter still here the morning after. Big ol' check.
Remy.
Gasp. He lives. Maybe now you can tell me what possible reason you could have as to stay in my home all throughout the night.
Ugh, shut up, stepson.